Chapter 70.
Entering Oblation Chamber.
I'd forgotten to switch my respawn back to the shrill. Still reeling from the death sequence, I popped into the room of screaming children. I tottered backward as I attempted to stand on my two hooves. It didn't take long to get used to it, though I kept trying to wiggle my toes. I felt bouncier, more in control. But the upcycle had also added a whopping 10 to my deftness and 20 to my acumen, making it the best upcycle I'd yet to receive. I marveled at the beautiful, lengthy bar of soul points. But then, reality brought me back down. The plan had gone to shit. Jenk was back, and the angels were dead. We'd killed the upstart, but we still had to face Bale. I needed to defend and heal the shrill. I prepared myself, and I teleported directly to my base. Multiple notifications scrolled by the moment I landed. The shrill was in dire health. He had hundreds of cuts and bruises and lacerations. A small squad of zippers had managed to get inside and were currently wreaking havoc through his large intestine. The shrill's health had plummeted to 19% and was in a slow, steady decline. I rushed into the cockpit and took stock of our surroundings. The demons were mostly gone, but small groups remained here and there, mostly skulking away back into the rift. Most of the guardians were gone. I turned, surprised, looking for them. I saw them, then walking away en masse. A whole mess of them, walking toward Medina. Why were they headed there? To protect the city? With the protections gone, they could go all the way to the city gates now. Hell, they could go into the city. Only three guardians remained here on the outskirts of the rift. The still flaming near corpse of Paskunji, the shrill, and Orthrus, who pressed his attack. Orthrus growled and slashed. The shrill smacked back every assault. There was no marker over the kaiju's head indicating Jenk was present, but he had to be in the game somewhere. Where was he? I didn't have time to fuck around. I had a belly full of zippers, and I could feel them deep within me, rummaging, slicing, cutting. I slammed down on Hypnos. Orthrus dropped like a rock, crashing into the burned and devastated landscape. I scuttled forward, shoving a tentacle into each of the passed-out wolf kaiju's open and drooling mouths. I pushed deep into the rough and craggy throats, and I flexed, ripping with all of my strength. The guardian ripped in two, blood and guts cascading down in a tsunami of gore. I felt the familiar rush of dead guardian soul power as I jumped out of direct control and hit the vein. I was already preparing my anti-parasitic as I jumped into the bloodstream. It didn't take long for me to discover where Jenk went. I found him sitting cross-legged on the surface of the colon's exterior. The organ bulged out through a nasty cut in a wall of muscle designed to keep the intestine in place. The painful hernia had to be attended to right away, and it was one of my first stops after casting anti-parasitic and repairing a half-severed-off tentacle. My never-ending supply of soul power was finally starting to wane as I popped out of the artery less than 10 feet from the formidable wolf. I stood there, stupidly staring at the player for several moments, too surprised to react.
Congratulations, Duke.
Jenk didn't move from his position on the muscle. A white fluid dripped from the ceiling. Some sort of gland directly above us must have been nicked.
You've almost done it. I don't know how you managed to kill that baby kaiju, but congrats. I've never actually seen the monster myself. On the KBS forums, people have talked about this route, but most people don't even attempt it. It adds a layer of difficulty to the game without any sort of advantage. And you combined it with the angels. Wow. When I realized you had initiated both paths, I went online to see how the endgame was going to play out. But get this. I don't think it's ever been done before. Can you believe it? I'm guessing it's probably not possible outside of co-op mode, but still. I can't wait to see how it plays out.
What do you want?
Just a chat. Don't worry. I won't be attacking you. It's been a while since we talked. I wanted to catch up. I just wanted to tell you how impressed I've been with your performance. We've come a long way. And that move you pulled? Getting me thrown in jail? I must say, brilliant. Just brilliant. I know that had to be your idea, not Clara's. She's not nearly that clever.
Okay. Now you've said it. If you'd kindly fuck off, I'm a bit busy here.
So I looked it up. It turns out you don't have to be a rabbi to be a mohel. Isn't that interesting? Most are, mind you. Most are doctors, too.
Neat. Are you done?
Clara hasn't told you, has she?
Don't fall into his trap. Don't do it. She's told me everything.
Oh, I doubt that. I truly do. So I checked up on your family recently. I know you lost access to the feed when that Graham idiot smashed south. What an unfortunate name. When that idiot broke the controls for the stream. I told Lucas not to give the Proctors that much power, but he wouldn't listen. So, do you want to know how sweet little Ruth and stalwart Mary are doing?
No. I won't believe a word you say.
Oh, Duke, I am a terrible person. I am the monster under the bed, but I am not a liar. I have never lied to you, and I never will.
Just get the fuck out of here.
It's sort of a good news, bad news situation. Good news first. They're both still kicking. Ruth is pregnant. You're gonna be a granddad. Congrats on that. She's been pregnant, by the way. She looks like a beached whale, and boy, is she ready to blow. She was a couple months along when you came to join us here. Your wife still works at the hospital. She's dating a doctor. She's moved in with him, in fact. Really fat guy. 10 years older than her. Odd choice, but who am I to judge? They got a dog last weekend. A Maltese. One of those little white numbers who never stop barking. They named the thing Diego. They don't talk so much anymore. Mary and Ruth.
I had no idea if he was being honest. I suspected he was telling the truth. I knew exactly who the doctor was. Dr. Calhoun, a dermatologist. He'd been making advances on Mary for years. I felt my jaw tighten. I'd only been gone for 6 months. Diego. A dog named after an artist. That hurt. That hurt a lot.
So, anyway, on to the bad news. It's not so terrible on the Mary front. Honestly, I'm thinking she's better off without you. The doctor guy is boring, but harmless. He makes this weird face when he fucks her. He calls her Kitty, too. I don't know what's up with that, but if it makes you feel better, she finishes herself off after he goes to sleep. Ruth, I'm afraid, is back in jail. We actually lost her feed when they upgraded her implants at the Washington State Prison, so I can't watch her day to day anymore. She got arrested less than a week after you came here. Drugs. She also punched a cop. Knocked his tooth out. I have the video if you want to see it. It's hysterical. Anyway, the big charge is child endangerment. Her being pregnant and all. You know how crazy your country is about taking care of unborn babies. Screw them once they come out, but they're damn precious when they're cooking. She just got sentenced a week ago. 5 years. And the state will take the baby once it pops. It's probably for the best. No offense, but you and I both know Ruth is not exactly mother material. Despite all the drama, the baby is healthy. It's gonna be a girl. Oh, and Ruth tried to kill herself a couple months back. Tried to hang herself in her own cell. She still has pending charges for that one.
I clenched my eyes shut. I knew I should not look away. God damn it. God fucking damn it.
So, anyway, I had to send Orthrus to attack the Shrill to get your attention, but I'm going to back off. I want you to know I'm not going to interfere. I'm pretty sure you're not going to be able to pull off this last part. Bail is a tough cookie, but I can't wait to see what happens. Who knows? Maybe this silly little scheme of yours is going to work. You've already surprised me a few times. And for a guy like me, a surprise is a rare thing.
You're just going to sit back and let us beat the game?
Originally, no. But I changed my mind. I figured we can make a deal.
What do you mean?
I am not a threat to you, because you are not a threat to me. Even if they discover your pod before you wither away, there's nothing you can do to harm me. You and I are not connected in any way, and I have no reason to cause you harm, and you have no way of knowing who the hell I really am.
That wasn't actually true, but I wasn't about to argue with him.
So, I'm assuming you know about the reset bug. That's why you're bending over backward to finish this season off. You win the game, and everyone gets ejected from their rig. Right? Well, here's something you don't know. Anatoly, he patched that bug. If you win, you aren't going to wake up. You're just going to find yourself sitting at the character creation scene.
I felt as if I'd been punched in the stomach. No. No. It couldn't be true. Was all of this for nothing? The thought broke me. It was as if the ground had been dropped out from underneath me. Jenk seemed oblivious to my sudden distress.
The game will reset. Maybe this time you'll pick yourself a less difficult race. I recommend trying a Mole Man, technology in Earth. They're pretty fun. Anatoly didn't want you playing one because Princess had discovered the controller for their guardian completely on accident one day. And that meant you'd come into the game already having control of Sita. And that simply wouldn't do.
You're lying. If that was true, you wouldn't tell me.
I don't lie, remember? This isn't the bad guy's soliloquy at the end of the story. We're still working on plot here. I'm telling you this for a reason. So listen up. I have the ability to step back that bug. It's actually just a simple on-off toggle in the admin controls. And I'm switching it off right now. I'll keep it off. As long as we can come to an agreement.
What the hell, man? What are you playing at?
Clara. It's all about Clara. You're either going to get out of here, or you're not. Spoiler alert! I can't get to your rigs! I'm in a different country. Not even close. And in the spirit of total honesty, I'm not exactly certain where you are. I have a general idea, but not an exact location.
What about Clara?
You're going to wake up, and you are going to kill her for me.
Why would I do that?
Because that is our deal.
Surely you don't believe I'd actually kill her, even if I said I would.
Actually, Duke, I do believe you're going to do it. In fact, I'm quite confident.
But why?
Why? Why do I think you're killer? Or why do I want you to do it?
Both!
You'll learn the answer to the first why before this is done. She'll probably tell you herself. But if not, you'll put it together. She's like one of those puzzles. Those optical illusions that make no sense until you twist them in just the right way. Then it all falls into place. As to why I want her put down? Because she's part of the machine. And I am taking it apart, piece by piece. When Anatoly first approached me and told me about this place and the clientele it would serve, I thought it was a great idea. I have since changed my mind. So I am disassembling it, as the Sundered would say. I am the one who tipped off the authorities about the conspiracy. There are some loose ends left swinging in the wind. The servers, which I'm going to nuke soon enough, and Anatoly, and Clara.
There was a lot to unpack there. What else could there possibly be about Clara? And was I understanding him correctly? Jenk had turned the others in? What about you? You're a loose end, too. And me, I didn't say. I didn't think for one moment he had any intentions of allowing me to live. He was dangling this carrot because he wanted something from me. I remembered what Clara had said about him. He looks at something, and he instantly knows how to break it in the worst possible way.
I like you, Duke. I can see why Mary still cries almost every night. Anyway, I don't know what Clara told you about this world and all the people who were working on this little project, but I'm guessing most of it was half-truths and lies. Clara has a few different personalities rattling around in that Swiss cheese brain of hers, and every single one of them is a filthy liar. Some are better at it than others.
Lies? So you and a bunch of your asshole friends weren't kidnapping people, bringing them here and torturing them?
Yes, to a certain extent, but that was just beta testing and payment for the proctors. I never liked the criminal aspect of the beta phase, but have you ever heard the term obligate carnivore? These guys are like cats. You can't feed them lettuce and expect them to stick around.
What the fuck are you talking about? Payment for who?
Let me guess. Clara told you this place was a playground for serial whack jobs to go online and slake their most primal desires. Anatoly's the ringmaster, and he somehow finds all these killers, and he charges them some obscene amount of money to go online and kill people in this safe virtual space. Like some sort of fucked up online version of the movie Hostel, right?
I didn't say anything. That was pretty much exactly what she'd said. It's also what Anatoly and Smash South had said, too. Wasn't it? I tried to think back on everything I'd learned, on who said what. My mind swirled. The dripping liquid from the ceiling had turned to a small trickle. Jenk raised his hand, and it stopped, all in a smooth motion. He'd healed it. I looked up at the ceiling of the chamber, surprised.
The FBI believes, at any given time, there are about 25 active serial killers in the United States. Me? I think that number's a little low. But still, from a business standpoint, this would be an incredibly shitty venture. It's never a good idea to cater to such a small demographic. All of those sick fucks Anatoly had found, Frank, Paolo, Princess, Smash South, do you know how much effort it took to find them? Years and years. And most of the ones he found were too feral, too mentally ill, not savvy enough, or just didn't understand the value of our vision. We had to put them down. But those guys he did find, and myself too, we're not the clients. Of course not. We're the employees. Our official title is Proctor.
Employees? If you're the employees, then who are the customers?
Isn't it obvious?
What? No. No, it's not.
Do you remember what I told you when we met for the first time? you were all upset simply because a fat groundling kid had stuck you with a knife a few times.
He'd more than just stuck me a few times.
I said that if word got out you'd managed to get amplified at full sensation, you would be a legend. It is one of the holy grails of this game.
Wait. So you want me to believe that the clients are people who'd actually pay to come here and willingly get tortured? You are so full of shit.
Armin Mavis. Do you know who that was?
No.
Der Metzgermeister, they called him. The Master Butcher. He was German. A long time ago, back in 2001, he put up an ad on a website called The Cannibal Cafe, asking for volunteers to come to his house and willingly be slaughtered and eaten. And guess what? He had more responses than he could handle. A gentleman by the name of Bernd Jürgen Brands answered the ad and went to Mr. Mava's house. They set up a camera, and he willingly allowed Mavis to chop his penis off. And in fact, Brands wanted Mavis to bite his dick off. And he tried several times, but it wouldn't come. I've watched the video. It's awkward. So Brands sat back while Mavis cut it off with a knife. Then they cooked it together in a frying pan, and each had a nibble. Then Mavis stabbed him in the throat, put him on a meat hook, chopped up his body, and put it in the freezer. He spent the better part of a year eating him before he got caught. And he only got caught because he put up a new ad.
I'd heard about that before. I thought it was an urban legend.
It's 100% real. And that's not even the tip of the iceberg. Around the same time, another woman in the United States, she met a guy on the internet and talked him into sexually torturing her to death. She was married at the time, and her husband had no idea. Another case involved a woman who met a man on a Twilight message board. She talked him into strangling her to death. And those are just a few examples of people who actually wanted to die. And they wanted to die as painfully as possible. Do you know how many people have fantasies about being eaten alive and digested, or being sexually tortured, or being mauled to death? More than you know. Some of these fetishes are so popular, they have names for them. There are whole industries revolving around them. Vor, asphyxophilia, pikerism, and so much more. And this world, this playground we were building, it was going to be a place for them to experience everything they desired without having to suffer actual physical harm. And those who would facilitate their fantasies would be some of the most talented, most experienced purveyors of pain this world had ever known.
Fucking hell.
But, like Der Metzgermeister, Anatoly bit off more than he could chew. The proctors wanted their payment up front. Anatoly promised he could turn this game and engine into something more. He promised and promised. And he couldn't deliver. So I shut it down. We never got to the point where we had any real clients. Not anyone other than Clara.
So, Clara's a client? No. No, I don't believe that for one moment. Fuck you.
No. You're right. She's not a client. Not quite. She's a consultant. And she was paid handsomely for her work.
How was she paid? She's stuck here like me. You've kidnapped her fucking kid.
Kidnap? Is that what she told you? Oh, if you haven't figured out how she's been paid by now, then you're not nearly as clever as I thought.